Highway. We've got a lot of traffic outbound on 231 to Wetumpka and 231 to Troy. Also 31 to Prattville, a little bit busy as well. Use caution. We don't have any accidents to tell you about right at this time, but we will keep you updated all afternoon long. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the rain. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's going to be great. And that means everything, your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Bagels are getting their own day to shine.
January 15th is National Bagel Day.
Guys, it's National Bagel Day.
Yeah, bagel Day.
Bagel. 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 Bagel.
Bagel Day.
Bagels are one of the few breads that are boiled, then baked. Did you know that?
Hashtag yummy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Another milestone on Wall Street. The Dow closing above 29,000 for the first time after President Trump signed phase one of a trade deal with China.
The S&P also finishing higher. The NASDAQ as well, but it was a knuckle-biter, I got to tell you, right into the close. We didn't know how it was going to end up. It only took 40 days to get from 28,000 to 29,000 for the Dow. This is the third record close for 2020.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis at the New York Stock Exchange. The House voting to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate nearly a month after impeaching the president.
This time has given us the ability to show the American people the necessity of a fair trial.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff will serve as lead impeachment manager. Six other House Democrats will act as prosecutors.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
And this is Happy Hour, where we're right on top of the latest trends. Like this one. Dandy Delta's here, Jacqueline Tomlinson joining us, Rosie and Izzy. Story this morning about January. I swear there are people that got that spend the whole day trying to think of new ways we can upend cultural norms. Now look, I'm glad I don't have to shave my legs.
You should be.
Yes. And I respect the effort it takes for women to do that. But this picture, the story I posted on Facebook today from today.com, see why women are ditching the razor this month. And my comment was, apparently they want to ditch men for a month, too. Those hairy armpits are just, oh, God.
Okay, well, I think there's a difference in armpits and legs, okay? Like, you know, January, you can usually chalk up to, like, you really don't have to shave your legs all that often because, like, you know, it's cold, except it's, like, 75 out right now, which yeah. I feel like is such a tease, you know? Like, you're used to putting it. To be fair, you are used to putting away the razor on the legs, but I never stopped shaving my underarms, so that's, I feel like that's a little off.
Response to this, and it's women and men, by the way, not just men, is pretty much gross, disgusting. I don't think this is local. And what was the one that, Paul called it birth control.
I don't know anyone who stops, like,
isn't that European? European thing?
Like, I don't know anyone that, like, stops shaving under their arms.
That's why I hate Europea, because...
Is that why?
Yeah, the...
Just that.
Yeah, stuff like that. They're just nuts. They... I dated about six different airlines, and those that flew international hated flights to Paris especially, because...
Spain is worse.
Is it?
Yes. Absolutely.
They don't pay.
Spain is bad, and India is rough.
Hmm. Yeah.
India is rough.
They just would do anything to get out of those flights because it was, I mean, you're stuck with them for
it is
seven,
stifling.
8 hours.
Yes, I've been on those flights. And it is stifling.
Somebody once said it was like flying in a refrigerator filled with spoiled food.
Ew.
Yeah, that's pretty grotesque. So Dana Delkis here. Jacqueline is expected.
She's stuck in
Dana's expecting. Horton. Jacqueline's expected.
Yes.
And, again, we will be at Baumhauer's tonight. We hope you'll join us and sign the card for Francis. This is a very familial group that goes back. Gosh, I was talking to Bob the other day. It goes back, like, 12, 13 years. So, and some of the folks that come have been part of it for that long. But we get newcomers almost every week. And I hope that if you've been on the fence or thought about it, you'll come and join us tonight. I'd love to thank you for being a listener, and you're going to meet some really great people. So, and my goal this year is to get Mr. Roland to come out and join us over
yes.
there some night.
Hear that, Keith?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that care about you, buddy. So come and join us. 9 minutes after 4 o'clock, we've got Rich's forecast. I just got a text from our house near Mount Meigs, and it's raining there. But the radar doesn't show a whole heck of a lot, at least not yet. More may develop later, which is updated forecast in a second. Gulf States Mobility, a company that's been with us for over a decade now. Their products are unique and empowering to people who have had a loss of mobility. Many of those situations are short-term from a car accident. Some require longer recovery periods. Some are permanent. But whatever the case is, the first things that James Garrett and Tommy Johnson taught me about their clientele was the biggest factor in the success of what they do at their house of invention is work with the human spirit. It is natural for people when they're put in that position to want to do as much for themselves as they can. And their goal with each and every client is to re-empower people and restore those choices. That's what they work with. And in the time that they've been supporting our station, the VIM vehicles have come along. This has been a game changer. There were people, because the technology just wasn't there, who were told you'll never be able to drive again because you have this limitation. Now many of them can, thanks to VIM vehicles that are equipped right there at Gulf States Mobility's workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway and available on long-term, low-interest loan arrangements. So people can take back. It's the simple things that they miss the most, and that is being able to go where you want to go when you want to go and not having to feel dependent on anybody. That's what they work with. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a moment, please look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them. They do amazing stuff, and they've made a big difference in lives that have caught the break we don't want to think can happen to us. 11 minutes after 4, your local news and Rich's forecast. Next, Skipper will update traffic.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A proposed bill would revoke bond for some violent offenders in Alabama. State Senator Cam Ward says people who've been arrested on crimes, including murder, first-degree rape, and human trafficking, should have their bonds revoked. Ward says the proposed bill was inspired by the Anaya Blanchard case last year. Governor Ivey's Study Commission on Criminal Justice Policy will make recommendations that could include sentencing changes and expanding the use of pretrial diversion programs. The panel met for the final time Tuesday. It'll submit recommendations ahead of the legislative session, which begins February 4th. A proposed startup charter school in Montgomery has cleared its first hurdle. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's charter application last night. The board now has 60 days to draw up a contract with Life Academy. Last year, the board approved the application to convert three existing schools into charter schools. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Next week will feel more like winter, but this week it's still just like springtime. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature 63, pretty amazing in January. Tomorrow, risk of some isolated showers. High temperature up to about 71. Look for sunshine by afternoon. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, but dry. Another batch of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Then the first stage of cooler air comes in on Sunday with more cold air early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Do not attempt to change the station. We're telling you children now so you can adjust and not make jokes.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have got moderate to heavy traffic at times on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery right now. But everybody's moving along at the speed limit. We have no issues at the merge or anywhere on the interstates. Boulevard, very congested on the east side and also at Troy Highway. We've got a lot of traffic outbound on 231 to Wetumpka and 231 to Troy. Also 31 to Prattville, a little bit busy as well. Use caution. We don't have any accidents to tell you about right at this time, but we will keep you updated all afternoon long. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the rain. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're listening to the show that's described as
just a bit outside.
It's happy hour. This is our roll call song.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'll have what she's having.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Bad.
If you wanna be with me.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
Devilishly clever.
Not trying to be
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That zero
is too cold for me.
Loan me $50.
I'm not trying to be your high.
Whoa, watch it, Abbott.
Because that mind
is that your tongue?
Is too low to see.
What are you people? On dope?
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Yeah! Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Yama.
Produced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Go back to ISIS.
I dropped my hot pocket.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Say that again. Give me my thing again.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Oh, my God.
I'm grumpy, damn it.
Why is that?
A total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something
to pull ya
if you wanna be with me.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Well, I didn't get it as tight as I liked, but it wasn't bad. Judges, you can render your verdicts through Facebook. You can use your textuals or whatever, to post your scores. A nice little marital moment a moment ago. I made a delicious tuna salad, my recipe, and it was nice to get a note from Mrs. Rutabuttle, who was at work and taking a break, and said, I just had a wonderful Greg Goodell tuna salad sandwich for lunch. Delish.
Yay.
That's why I'm most women's dream guy.
You only need to be Roz's.
Well,
and you are.
Everybody laughs. You've tried the chocolate sauce, right? Next week, Next week, I'll bring pickles and chocolate sauce. Have you had any weird cravings?
Just the salt and vinegar chips. So, our office is right by that new. It's like a new Shell station. On the interchange of like 85, 65 right there.
Yeah.
I bought them out of salt and vinegar this week. There were literally no. So I bought some like last Friday, and I buy like two or three bags at a time. Okay. And I bought some last Friday. I bought some on Monday. And then I went yesterday, and there were only two bags left. I bought them out of salt and vinegar chips.
I would love to hear from some other women who had bizarre or what was your pregnancy craving?
Yeah, that and, like, I just don't like meat. Like, chicken tenders are fine, but, like, we used to be real big steak people, and it's just not happening. Like, a special dinner for us was, like, you know, go buy a pepper tree steak and, like, twice baked, and I just can't get behind the meat thing.
And that's changed since you become with child?
Yes.
Childs?
Like, childs. Yes, for sure. I mean, we used to be, like, once or twice a week steak people, and we are definitely not.
Wow.
I know, my poor husband. These babies are going to be like vegetarians.
I'm sure that I've always been a big believer, and that just, I can't speak to the point of pregnancy, but I do believe your body, like my body likes peanut butter, not just because of the taste. It seems to have a property that helps with brain function.
There's a nutrient in there you need.
Well, yeah. So, and when you're pregnant, your body does. Like, it gears towards things that you need. I had somebody, one of my friends, she told me that when she was pregnant with twins, she was anemic. So her body needed iron. And she said that her husband took her to a steakhouse, and she just, like, murdered the steak. I mean, just, like, inhaled it. And he told her, he was like, if we ever want to have relations again, this is never happening again. Like, I cannot watch that. ever again because her body, you know, needed meat, like needed the iron. But I'm exactly the opposite, and I probably won't touch a steak until July.
We were talking about January, this... Anyway, I'll let Karen from North Carolina describe it. I am woman, hear me roar. Hairy armpits you can't ignore. It's the feminazis and man-haters who do this. Besides the European femmes, it's disgusting, but I read they feel empowered. Huh?
Yeah.
I've had hairy armpits my whole life, and I don't feel very powerful from them.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, things that make me feel empowered, I don't know what they are, but I know what it's not. And that's hairy armpits.
No.
Like, I mean, you know, I just, that
more
doesn't
hairy
give,
legs.
That doesn't give me any sense of empowerment.
No. Send a quick thank you to Karen. Oh, I did it. I hate it when I have, you can't tell on this stupid keyboard when the caps are locked on. And I hate it when I go to type a quick note and the first letter is a small letter and then everything else is in caps.
Yeah.
So, because it looks like you're a maniac or something. I didn't want that to happen.
Are you abusing the capitals? I know people that do that.
I try not to. But I have an idea. This could be fun.
Okay.
Between now and 5 o'clock, any woman that shares her bizarre pregnancy craving will do a drawing from the group and will give away...
A pizza. Yeah.
And let me tell you these pizzas. So I was newly pregnant whenever they brought in, like, the pizza.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. It was the best thing I have ever had in my whole life. Okay. And so... Like, we had been planning, like, my husband and I had been planning to go to Baumhauer's. But then, you know, you put a pizza in front of a pregnant girl at 5, okay? And there was nothing to be done.
Plus,
I mean, I murdered that thing in here and on the way home and when I got home.
They do such great, great work.
It was so good.
Their pizzas really are so creative. All right, so I'm going to run with this. Ladies, 272-9228, just tell us what it was that you had a predominant craving for during a period of pregnancy. I know this eliminates, maybe, I mean, if they're putting tampons in men's bathrooms, maybe we should allow men who identify as pregnant women to call.
Or if, like, husbands call and their wives can't.
Okay.
And call that, with, like, their wives were, you know, really
that
craved XRP.
That is such a fair and balanced approach. So, yeah, guys, if you were married... Hopefully still are, to somebody who had bizarre... I've already mentioned Janelle's mom.
Okay, as long as we're being fair, married or the father to her child.
Yeah. Just share the craving with us at 272-9228. Hi, who's this?
It's Tanya.
Tanya. All right, Tanya, are you ready to share a craving with us?
I am, and it was very strange. Peanut butter, pickle, grilled cheese.
Like at the same time?
At the same time, and that's all I ate. And my son loves pickles and peanut butter.
Oh, how
about that? So, you actually probably...
My kids are going to love some salt and vinegar chips. It's going to be all they eat.
All right, that was peanut butter with...
Pickles and grilled cheese.
Pickles and grilled cheese together.
I'm not pregnant, but that sounds pretty good to me, too.
I'm telling you, it's great.
I could dig the pickles and grilled cheese. I have been eating a lot of grilled cheeses.
I love pickles and grilled cheese.
I think...
Listen, the peanut butter, it enhances the taste. I'm not kidding.
Like, do you slather the peanut butter, like, on the grilled cheese?
I take my pickle, and I dip my pickle in my peanut butter, and then I put it on my grilled cheese and cook it.
You know, I'm not judging I'm probably going to do that, that sounded gross, like, 4 months ago, but now, like, we're just going to let it roll.
I've done my share of pickle dipping.
You're so naughty.
You've got a dirty mind. I like pickles.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Sure. It's like, and certain pickles are only compatible with certain things. Like, you can't do a gherkin with a burger. It's got to be a dill.
No, I've been very fond of dill pickles. And, like, good dill pickles, okay, and no offense to Vlasic, but, like, the refrigerated, like, the Clausen dill pickles are a step above these days.
But the Vlasic, that's the stork. Isn't that their mascot?
It is, but like the Clausen are like, I feel like a little bit fresher. I don't know.
Tanya got us off to a good start with this. It's a craving contest. Share with us, and if you were married to somebody who had unusual cravings, 272-9228. We'll do a little drawing just before 5 o'clock. Somebody's going to win a 14-inch, three-topping pizza. And these guys could probably accommodate any craving. Leah, what do you have?
Hi, turnip greens, cold turnip greens.
Cold?
Eaten out of the can.
Ooh. Wow, I've done, you know, during hard times, I have done my share of eating out of cans, unheated. That sounds wretched.
I loved them. I couldn't get enough. From time to time, I would put sour cream in them.
But see, that's your body needing greens, like the nutrients from, like, greens.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It's not as weird as some.
I don't know. Cold turnip greens, like, that sounds...
But you see,
awful.
That's it. There's no right or wrong here. It's just that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And Leah, we thank you.
You're welcome.
272-9228 if you want in. We're the guys. I got Clay says Rowena had a chocolate milkshake every day.
Here's a guy for you.
All right. What is your
now,
name?
Now, I may not count or not. My name is Keith.
Keith.
When my deceased wife was pregnant with her first of six children,
uh-huh.
I had the craving. I put more weight on than she did while she was pregnant.
Well, now, there is, it's legitimate that
my
men have
been out there like, yeah, that, you listen? Yeah.
Let me tell you what I craved and what I ate.
Sure.
Peanut butter and bologna sandwiches.
All right, there's nothing.
They were yummy.
Hey, I would try that. I would take a bite out of a peanut butter and bologna sandwich.
I'm all about a bologna sandwich, but I don't know about a peanut butter.
But, well, you still got several months to go.
That's true.
I put like 35 pounds on it.
Yeah. And then
y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it. Peanut butter and bologna sandwiches. I have been an experimenter with peanut butter and jelly. When I was a dopey kid, I used to make a double-decker sandwich, one layer of tuna salad, one layer of peanut butter and jelly. I like peanut butter and jelly open face with, of course, a smear of butter across the bread with a slice of Velveeta cheese on top of that. It's good.
Were you pregnant?
I don't know what it is with the peanut butter and pregnant people. I'm not actually a big fan of peanut butter. I don't know what it is.
I have a whole jar.
My mom would fix me jelly sandwiches. It wasn't a peanut butter and jelly. It was just a jelly sandwich.
All right, so we have three names in the drawing: Keith, Tanya, and Leah.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. It's as simple as sharing a pregnancy craving that you had, or maybe you're married to someone who had unusual ones. That's all you need, and we'll draw for that pizza just before 5 o'clock this afternoon. We are exactly at 4:30 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. I gotta send the Jack Ingram website link to Mrs. Ritterbuttle, because there was a Ford Fiesta that had 9,000 miles on it. She was interested. She had one of those before and loved it. And it was sold, like, within a day after going on the Jack Ingram website. Now there's a 2016 Ford Fiesta S hatchback, under 10. Check this out. It's 2016. Looks brand new. 16,000 original miles. See, when you deal with Jack Ingram, you can know that every single aspect of the car as they list it has been vetted and checked out. It's an automatic transmission, 16,000 original miles. It looks beautiful on the outside. I can guarantee you that the interior is clean and pristine. And the engine has been checked out. So you don't have to worry about buying somebody else's troubles, because they don't want to do that. They don't want to put their name on the back of a car that's going to be brought back multiple times because of issues. So they look, I mean, literally, cars have to earn their way into this category. In any category at Jack Ingram, under 10 or over 10 or any other way you choose to shop. Also under 5,000, that 2012 Suzuki, which Terry Adams says is one of the best cars they ever made, is on there for $4,800, and that has low mileage. And a 2009 Ford Focus for $4,800, that, it's amazing. You look at the pictures, and there's lots of them inside and out. Jack Ingram and Tip Tames and that team over there will take great care of you. They have over 20 financing options, so if credit's been an issue in the past, don't let it be now. Go get good wheels, reliable transportation, get a loan, pay it down, and your credit score, I promise you, will go up very, very quickly. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online, get quotes and everything else you need at jackingram.com. Phil from Miami.
Hey, Grant, what's happening, man?
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My wife's craving was Fritos and a Slurpee from 7-Eleven.
Okay, that works. Fritos, yeah, and a
Slurpee. She would mix it all up and wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go get me some Fritos and a Slurpee.
Okay,
when you say mix it all up, you don't mean like put the Fritos in the Slurpee, right?
Absolutely. Barbecue, regular, absolutely.
Wow.
That was her craving.
Good for her.
Phil, you are in the drawing for
willing to live her truth.
14-inch baby-topping pizza from the pizza place. All right, thanks for the call. Who's on two?
Frank.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
My wife's not pregnant, and I don't remember her when she was having any cravings, but I've gotten a craving right down the road listening to y'all talk about it, and I just stopped at a country store, and I bought a dill pickle, and I bought the vinegar and salt potato chips.
You're welcome.
And I am loving it.
You're welcome.
Wow.
So thank you very much.
Actually, that sounds great with a nice cold Diet Coke.
I got a Coke. It wasn't a Diet Coke, but I got a Coke to go with it.
I appreciate the call. We're going to put you in the drawing because that counts as a craving.
Totally. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Dana.
Yes.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Hi. I wanted to tell you, now it's been several moons ago since I had a child. My craving, because I was pregnant all summer, was fresh vegetables.
You know, I did at the very beginning. Like, I wanted, like, broccoli and, like, celery and like, carrots. But, yeah, I did at the very beginning. That has faded.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted nothing but fresh vegetables. And I had a 9-pound baby.
Wow.
And I lost 25 pounds while I was pregnant.
That's a very healthy craving to have, but it doesn't sound like as much fun as pickles and Slurpees and barbecue chips.
And Fritos.
And you're also in the drawing, Dana.
Pizza.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, they can do pizza 17 ways from Sunday.
They can do magical things with pizza.
I think they can accommodate any craving at the pizza place. So you're in the drawing. Thanks for the call. This is fun.
Yeah.
272-9228. Women who have had any kind of crave, it doesn't have to be weird, we just want to know what it is, because our job is to be nosy. And men who were married to women who had unusual cravings, like the last couple of gentlemen that have called, like Frank. 272-9228, and just before 5, we'll do a drawing for a 14-inch three-topping pizza to suit any craving from the pizza place. 434.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. With the 4:30 crowd getting off work now, it is about to get very busy everywhere. I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. We've got moderate to heavy traffic at times, but everybody's moving at the speed limit. It's an easy merge in every direction as of now. Very busy on the East South Boulevard from about Baptist and Alpha up to the Troy Highway. We've got a lot of action going on the East Boulevard around I-85, and we still have a lot of outbound traffic on the Troy Highway, 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville. Use caution, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. We got no accidents to report at this time. Well, bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Super Center. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot. That's Reinhart Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I've had reports of light rain around the area. Nothing too heavy, but it's out there off and on for the balance of the afternoon into the evening. Alan has the report of a craving for us, I believe.
I do. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What you got?
If I remember, now this has been almost 34 years ago, but my wife wanted butter pecan ice cream and potato chips.
I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm. Butter pecan and potato chips. That's different. They're both good.
That may like make me get butter pecan tonight. I'm on my home for
now
pictures.
What, you know, at Food Outlet, butter pecan, half gallon of Bluebell is $4.93.
You know, it's got to be Bluebell.
So you're going to save money. Cost plus
10%. I've made my opinion on this known.
Thank you so much, Alan. So his name goes in the drawing. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Smokin' Otis, brother.
All right, Smokin' Otis, what you got?
Man, I had a craving for tuna fish.
I wish I had some of my salad here to share with you. I don't, but I can promise you it's good.
Oh, man. Man, you ain't got no tuna fish?
Chopped celery, chopped onions.
Oh, you're making me.
And relish. Got to put some relish.
Oh, you're setting... You're setting my cravings off, Greg.
Equal parts mayo, Miracle Whip, and horseradish sauce. It gives it a sweet tang. It is a sweet tang.
Man, that sounds delicious. Man, I'm coming to see you for some of it, though.
All right, let me know. I'll have some ready, okay?
All right, we'll do it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, here is a text from Terry who says, bananas cut up and put in a bowl of hot buttered popcorn. I'll tell you why I like this. I was in a movie theater with someone I was dating. In fact, she was the American Airlines girl.
And classy airline.
Yeah, this is
okay.
Back when,
this,
you know.
This wasn't like Spirit Air.
No, this is, I only dated the best airlines. Pan Am, American, United. I flew United. Air Florida was about the trashiest.
That you dated or that existed?
Both. And we were in the movie theater, and I got us some hot buttered popcorn. And she said, do you mind if I put some peanut M&Ms in that? I said, sounds weird, but sure. I am an accommodating kind of guy. It was awesome.
You're a fan of the sweet and salty?
Yeah. Peanut M&Ms in hot buttered popcorn. It is TDF, to die for. Tim, what you got?
Hey, my wife, Sally, back to it was about 40 years ago because our daughter's going to be 40 on Saturday, but she would eat olives and drink milk at the same time. And she would sit there eating olives, drink some milk. I had to make her go in other rooms where I had to leave the room. I couldn't stand being around.
So I could get behind the olives, but I might actually get behind the milk too for the indigestion because like I'm not sure if y'all know, but indigestion and like heartburn are a real thing when you're pregnant. Yeah,
what kind of olives? Green, black?
Green.
Ooh.
Man. Green olives and chasing it with milk.
That qualifies as a craving, man. That's a good one. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, bye.
This is Della.
Hi. So my mom, I'm 10 years old, but my mom, she would go up to Burger King every single day and get a chocolate milkshake. Like she would go up there and they'd be like, oh, Miss Walton, would you like your usual? And
That is a craving I can get behind as well. Yeah. Like I could totally see me doing that.
I love milkshakes, but when I started keto, I had to lay off that kind of stuff. Well, Della, thank you very much. You might be the big pizza winner here. We appreciate the call. Here's Denise. Denise. Denise?
You there?
All right, Denise has apparently vanished. Ashley.
Hey.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
We're good. You got a craving for us?
Well, with my first son, I ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches 4 times a day.
Again with the peanut butter.
I love peanut butter and jelly.
And that and Mexican food. The doctor told me I had to cut one of those sandwiches out. So, yeah, he said, what are you eating? I said, peanut butter and jelly. He said, how many? I was like, well, I eat breakfast, and then I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then I eat lunch, and I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But your body needed that.
I think you get the idea. And then in the middle of the night, there was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I can just see you in the gloom of the early morning around 2 or 3 with your butter knife and the Peter Pan on the counter. Crunchy or smooth, by the way?
Smooth.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of crunchy peanut butter.
And then with my second son, it was mayonnaise, like straight out of the jar on a spoon, which grosses everybody out.
No, but I get it. That's why we're having this conversation today about cravings. Thanks so much. Here is Sally.
Hi.
Hi. What you got, Sally?
With my son, I used to eat sand and lick bricks, especially when it rained.
Spam?
Sand. Sand. From the ground.
Sand?
Sand.
As in Sandman?
As in sand where you plant.
Yeah.
That kind of sand?
That kind of sand.
Wow.
So, well, so
I guess
what that
counts
is,
as
is
roughage. Thank you,
no,
Sally.
That's a condition. That's called like pica.
Pica?
Yeah, it's a condition that, I mean, everyone gets it, but it's particularly common in pregnant women. And it means that your body like really, really needs like a particular nutrient. Like, you should tell your doctor if that happens.
Sally, you just educated a lot of people on a unique situation. It's 4:42. We got to take a break here. Dana Delka's in the house. If you want in on our drawing for a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place, who can satisfy any craving?
Pregnant or not pregnant.
Yeah.
I can attest.
272-9228. Keith from Santalk, you'll be first when we get back.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. Just $30 a month on a 5G-ready network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at SimpleMobile.com. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Limited time offer ends 4/30/20. Standard high-speed data allotment on all redemptions thereafter. 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 1 month equals 30 days. Plus taxes and fees. See terms and conditions at SimpleMobile.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A proposed startup charter school in Montgomery has cleared its first hurdle. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's charter application last night. The board now has 60 days to draw up a contract with Life Academy. Last year, the board approved the application to convert three existing schools into charter schools. A proposed bill would revoke bond for some violent offenders in Alabama. State Senator Cam Ward says people who've been arrested on crimes, including murder, first-degree rape, and human trafficking, should have their bonds revoked. Ward says the proposed bill was inspired by the Anaya Blanchard case last year. Governor Ivey's Study Commission on Criminal Justice Policy will make recommendations that could include sentencing changes and expanding the use of pretrial diversion programs. The panel met for the final time Tuesday. It'll submit recommendations ahead of the legislative session, which begins February 4th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Next week will feel more like winter, but this week it's still just like springtime. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperatures 63, pretty amazing in January. Tomorrow, risk of some isolated showers. High temperature up to about 71. Look for sunshine by afternoon. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, but dry. Another batch of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Then the first stage of cooler air comes in on Sunday with more cold air early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your daily inspiration. We are all one, expanding together in this universe. Except for you, Kevin. You just don't get it, do you? Leave. Leave now, Kevin. This has been your daily inspiration.
Facebook, I'm getting really frustrated. I want to post the China deal on Facebook because it's historic. He's the first president to do it. We should all be applauding this. It could end up with a million jobs. American farmers are going to benefit hugely from this. And what do we got? We got drunken Pelosi down on the floor of the House. And I've got to impeach him. The word I want to use to describe her, I can't say on the air.
Very well.
Yeah, you. Hey, Keith from Santuck.
Hey, guys. My craving is I just crave food all the time. And every time I go to the doctor, I keep gaining weight, and I asked the doctor, I said, do I have just a slow metabolism? And he says, no, you got a real fast fork.
Oh, fast fork. Yeah, that's an issue.
It is.
Let me ask you a question. You're kind of on the edges of civilization there in Santuck. Where do you go if you get a 2 a.m. craving in Santuck?
The fridge?
If it ain't in your pantry or the fridge, you're kind of out of luck.
Gotcha.
You have to go to Walmart. Used to be 24-hour. I don't think it's 24-hour no more. You have to go somewhere like that. That's about all we got that would be open that late. Or go to Montgomery. Find somewhere in Montgomery to go.
That's a long drive from Santuck for a snack.
That's a long drive for some chocolate candy bars, I can tell you.
Appreciate the call so much. And, Janie, you're going to be the last one in this contest, and then we'll do the drawing a little bit later. What you got?
This is Janice from California.
Oh! Janice.
Your
old friend.
Yeah, I know who you are, of course.
Oh, okay. With my first pregnancy, I craved Fritos, the corn chips, and buttermilk. And with my daughter, I crave really ripe tomatoes. So, and we got a lot of those from our patients would come back. I worked the cardiac unit, and they were just, you know, brought us gifts all the time. And so one guy brought a whole heart full of tomatoes, and we shared them around, and, I mean, it was wonderful.
Did you eat the Fritos and the buttermilk at the same time?
Fritos, yes. Corn chips.
So, it's like simultaneously.
And buttermilk.
So, like, simultaneously. Oh, okay.
It is, but you don't have to cook the corn, fry the cornbread or bake the cornbread. You just put the Fritos in there.
Janice, we appreciate you have special insights because you're kind of in a related field.
Lactation expert.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've tried to be. I'm double certified, so. And you can't.
Yeah, I'm double certified, too, but not that way. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All the way from California, it is 4:50. If you have a dog that suffers separation anxiety, I know Jacqueline Tomlinson has gone to your CBD store. for the pet treats that help dogs not only with separation anxiety, but aches and pains. Same things they can fix with people. And it's very important when you use CBD products to know where you're getting them from. And your CBD store carries only the best. SunMed, that's the product line. Marissa and Laurie in the store, open Monday through Saturday, by the way, 10 to 6. Your CBD store only sells products made from organic hemp. There is zero THC in these products. Your CBD store products are award-winning. SunMed has been voted the best hemp oil, the best topical cream. I've used that for pain, and it's amazingly effective. And the best collagen cream at national CBD conventions. And all your CBD store products are third-party lab tested through certified ISO standards for purity. So this is the creme de la creme in this relatively new field. Your CBD store is at 8852 Mini Brown Road, easy to find. Turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They do have free daily samples at your CBD store. Come experience the difference at your CBD store. And get back to being you. We'll take a quick call from Doug before we go to Fox Business. Doug?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, man. What you got?
I've got a statement and a question for the lawyers. And for some reason, I can't get my volume up on my phone. I used to work not far, but with DHR. And I don't know if this is still current law. And young ladies, what I'm talking about is, if a custodial parent has a child support order in place and the non-custodial parent misses three payments, on the 91st day, they could go to DHR, inform DHR, and it comes out of the TANF pool, and it used to be $218 per child.
I don't think so. No. I will say I haven't heard of anything like that. Now you can miss one payment and the custodial parent can go to DHR and have them start enforcement proceedings against you. But I don't think that at this point TANF, I don't think that TANF funds are used for that.
Well, they were as currently as March of 2017, they may not do it anymore, but they used to.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think that they do at this point. But if you're already on, if you're already on government assistance, then that may be a factor in getting more assistance because your expected income has gone down. If that makes sense.
You're exactly right. That is exactly what it is. Yeah, you've got to already be receiving TANF funds. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Sure.
That's exactly what it is. And by the way, if you need to reach out to Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We'll have our craving contest drawing right after Fox Business.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeCroyer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeCroyer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylecroyer.com today. That's acbylecroyer.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License number 84417.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending higher with record closes for the Dow and S&P 500, and the Dow making history today in closing above the 29,000 mark for the first time ever following the signing of an initial trade pact between the U.S. and China. President Trump's economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business the president believes the hard part is now over.
POTUS believes it's phase one that's the tough one, and he feels that phase two will come much more easily because we climbed the mountain for phase one. This has never been done before, ever. It is a historical moment.
The Dow rising 91 points, the NASDAQ up 7, S&P 500 up 6. Among the gainers today, tech and healthcare companies, while energy and financials lagged. Shares of Bank of America closing down around 2% after the firm got hit by lower interest rates in the fourth quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're about in the busiest part of the afternoon, and we've got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Right now, everything's moving along at the speed limit, but just a high volume of traffic as well as the boulevard. A lot of cars on the East-South Boulevard from about Narrow Lane up to the Troy Highway. East Boulevard, very congested, as well as Atlanta Highway from the East Boulevard to Taylor. Taylor Road and all the outbound 31s loaded up right now. No accidents to report anywhere, so we got that going for us. Smile, buckle up, and try to keep it in your lane. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for you and your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to the performance is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now, in about 40 minutes of airtime in our craving contest, we had 14 entrants, which is pretty impressive, and everybody's call was great. And the winner of the 14-inch three-topping pizza is caller 3.
Keith.
Yes. So we had two Keiths.
Yeah, this is not Keith from Santuck, but Keith, who loved peanut butter and bologna sandwiches.
Peanut butter and bologna. Yummy!
So you need to call us back, Keith, and give us your information so we can send you out your pizza card.
That's right. We do not make you have to come pick it up. We send it to you. So 272-9228, and thanks to everybody that called. All the calls were excellent on that particular topic. It was a lot of fun. I just put on Facebook the story on the China trade deal. We'll talk to Brandt about that in a minute, but this country should be applauding Donald Trump for this deal. He didn't send a plane load of cash to a terrorist country like his predecessor did, but he looked out for American farmers and American business and got China to the table, which nobody else previously had been able to do. And instead, we have that drunken bitch, Nancy Pelosi, on the careful and thought, blah, 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 blah. I hate you, Pelosi. I really do. I'm sorry. I don't like to feel that way, and I don't like to say that, but I hate you and Schiff and Nadler and the rest of your Bolshevik buddies. This is a good moment for this country, and you are doing nothing but trying to destroy the rest of us. It's sick.